Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog. Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? We are back. Another Live from Vietnam Friday. As you see, Trillanoise Tracks commented before we started the show as he cannot join us tonight, but he did tune in and comment. Appreciate that, Trillanoise Tracks. I'm the one and only Paul Masson, and I'm joined by the hip-hop historian, Mr. J. How you doing, Mr. J?
Good, man.
That's what's up. Before we get started, we about to bring on a special guest. As you know, we Live from Vietnam. We about to bring on a special guest. That's live from France. This guy has produced for a lot of greats that we love in hip hop. Cats like Roz Kaz, Tragedy Gaddafi, Kujo from Goody Mob, and Rusty Jux, and many, many more. Let's bring him on, the one and only DJ King Flo, live from France. King Flo, how you doing, man?
Peace, man. Glad to be here, man.
Appreciate you joining us. I'm going to let Mr. J start out the questioning because he booked this interview, and I know he got some questions for you that he wants to get out the way and whatnot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, Mr. J? Peace, my bro.
What's good with you, man? Good to see you.
You know we here, bro. Live from France, man. International connection, bro. You know how we do it.
No doubt. We just wanted, for people, you know, who want to get a taste of, you know, who you are and what you do, just kind of give them a background on how you got started DJing.
Okay, so that's a very long story. I started when I was 9 years old, you know, started making beats when I was 9. I started when I was a little kid, and, you know, back in the MySpace days, you know, I got to link up with a few guys, and when I was 13 years old, I produced my first song with an American rapper called QB Rap P. And then, you know, from now on, I've connected with people and, you know, rest is history, man.
So how do you feel like the scene, you know what I'm saying, has changed, you know, in France since you started?
Say that again, bro?
How do you feel like the scene has changed since you started? Kind of like the influences and people who come through?
Okay, yeah, I've seen it evolve a lot. You know, back in the 90s, we had a very popular hip-hop scene in France, you know, with legends coming out. Then, you know, it's kind of like the same thing in America when the 2000, like especially 2010, everybody started doing the same type of music. So they was riding the wave, you know, not very original song coming out of France. And then after that, we had a wave of really good boom bap and, you know, the people, I think people were tired of hearing the same bullshit all the time. And they went back to the original music that we fell in love with when we were kids. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. So now we got a whole wave of new artists. You know, I'm thinking like a French rapper that called Alpha One. You know, we got dudes like Benjamin Epps doing big things, man, good music. So, yeah.
You feel like, you know, it's really starting to get back to lyrics, like we're starting to see a little bit here in the States, but you see it really getting back to lyrics over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think, like I told you, I think people were tired of hearing the same vibes all the time, you know, the same type of lyrics. And especially in this crazy world that we live in now, I think people want to get back to the authentic side of things. And it's getting back to that real music. I see, you know, some, I've seen pictures of Carl Mega with like 17 years old kids. And, you know, the kid were giving him his flowers. This, you know, it's great to see things like that. People are going back to it, man.
DJ King Flow, let me ask you, what's the mixtape game like in France right now?
I'm the mixtape game in France right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's That's DJs that doing mixtapes, but, you know, it's not like the way I do mixtape. We had some dudes in France, legendary guys that pressed mad copies of mixtapes, and they are legends like DJ Bosca, DJ Cut Killer from France, you know, just to name a few. Then we had DJ Pimp, DJ Ofax back in the 2010s, you know, all that. But right now, the way that I'm doing mixtape, I don't think there's anybody else that's really doing it this way. You know, having the ability to get a French dude doing a collab track with another MC from the US or from Canada or from Germany, and bring people together and really give back that platform aspect to the mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Now you got on the new mixtape, you got what, OC and Shabab Sadiq, right?
That's not a mixtape. That's for my vinyl album. That's coming out on Track by Breaker.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's a vinyl album. They got all the tracks that I produced for American MCs, you know. So we got Rascash, Tragedy, Gaddafi, Kujo, Goody, just to name a few. And it's available, you know, people can go and get that on Track by Records. bandcamp.com, you know, that's where all the releases from my labels are. So that's the new vinyl album. And that's, at the same time, I'm doing the Industry Pirates mixtape. I'm doing both at the same time. Yeah.
Now, would you call yourself a DIYer?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to talk about that a little bit. It seems like that's a big thing nowadays that everybody's talking about. We got to get back to physical merchandise and everybody being a DIYer, man. Is there a lot of DIYers out there in France?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm not the only one that thinks this way, and, you know, I'm thankful for that, to see people that have the same type of mindset. Like, for example, the Industry Pirates mixtape that I did everything myself from start to finish, bro. From the design of the cover to printing everything, burning every CD, taking care of packaging, taking care of printing people's name, put that shit on the envelope. You know what I'm saying? Everything from start to finish, did that. And we are sold out on the copies, you know what I'm saying? So it's good shit, man.
Congratulations. Congratulations on that. Mr. Jones, you got any more questions for him?
Just who do you see working with next? Who do you think is, you know, who's your
bucket list? I really like to do something with Big Crit.
Okay.
Yep. That's one guy that I like his music, and I understand the message, you know. The shit is deep. I like what he does, and being able to rock on different type of beat, different type of vibes. I like the fact that he's got the South influence to his music, you know, the blues, the gospel, the funk. Yeah, that's one guy I really love to work with.
Mm-hmm. We got a question from Trillanoise Tracks, who's usually on this show. He wants to know, what equipment do you use to produce your beats?
I use FL Studio, and I got two different keyboards. I got
you heard that, Trillanoise Tracks?
Yeah. So yeah, FL Studio, and one small Akai keyboard with the drum pads on him, and one larger keyboard to play all my keys, you know, basses, and, you know, the whole thing, man.
That's what's up. I got another question too. I was looking up, you know, the top hip hop markets, and France is like top five. What is it about hip hop that France seems to appreciate that the American market seems to not appreciate so much more?
I think, like I told you, I think it's the authenticity. Like, for example, I did a lot of interviews with legends, you know, and one time I met Master Ace, and he told me that, for example, like, in the States, is not really booked that much. But when it comes to Europe, everybody wants him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They respect the all the great music that he did, the path that he gave to, you know, a whole generation, different generation, actually. You know what I'm saying? So we got respect for authenticity. It's not only in France, it's all over Europe. You know, I see them in Switzerland, in Germany, Luxembourg, everywhere, man.
Yeah, shouts out to Master Ace. We actually interviewed Rex recently. He's got a new song with Master Ace that supposed to be reviewing and whatnot. If you got music that you would like us to review on the podcast, man, you know, we're gonna link up with you on that and see if you can send us some music to review, especially any French artists that you got in hip hop and whatnot. They don't be, you know, rapping in English, because I've done a song with a German rapper before. And I definitely appreciated it. I don't know if you're familiar with DJ Shortcut out of Germany. Yeah.
Yep.
Shouts out to my man Shortcut. Mr. J, you got any more questions over there? I mean, I got another one or two if you don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, of all these cats that you produce for, like, is there any one specific one that's like your favorite?
I'd say Razzcast. Not only because he's a great MC, but he gave me an opportunity to work with him when I was still young. You know, the tracks I did for Razzcast, I started when I was like I think I was like 20 years old. So you know, he gave me an opportunity, and I like the fact that the OG, you know, gave me a chance to produce on his album. So I'd say Razzcast.
Yeah, you definitely produce for a lot of people that we grew up being fans of and respected as well. And Razzcast is definitely at the top of the list.
Yes, sir. I think it's one of the best lyricists ever. I'm not saying like a top 10, top 20, you know, whatever. You know, I don't care about that. But he's one of the best lyricists in America, I think. You, like you told me, you wrote Nature of the Threat.
Shouts out to Razzcast, man. Definitely. So who would you like compare your production style to if you had to compare it to anybody?
I don't really like to compare, but I'd say a mixture of I'd say Alchemist, Arab music, Pimp C. And shit, I don't know. Yeah, those three maybe. It's up to the people, you know, to tell me how my music sounds.
Do you have a producer that was like your main influence?
I think the Alchemist was one of the
Alchemist.
One of my great influence. Yeah. But at the same time, like I told you, you got guys like Pimp C, you know, guys like Rico Wade, Organized Noise, man, rest in peace, man. So you know, the beats that he did for the Dungeon Family, Outkast, that was a great influence on me. You know, that was, and let's not forget about Daz Dillinger.
Shouts out, you know, to Daz.
Mm-hmm. When you go, I went back to listening to that Scandalous beat that he did for Tupac and Nate Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is fucking crazy, man. I don't think there was any sample in there. I played the whole thing. So if people right now that are listening and don't know that song, go listen to the instrument. If you're a real musician, you got to hear for music, you hear some various elements, really nice chords, you know, all well put together, man. So yeah, shout out to Daz too, man.
Triller Noise track says, I like this guy.
Yeah, I like you too, bro.
Triller Noise Tracks is our producer extraordinaire that does the show with us. But he's celebrating his girlfriend's birthday. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, happy birthday. Have fun, man.
We're going to keep you on too long because I know it's like midnight out there. It's only, it's like, what, 7:30 out here.
It's 1 in the morning, bro.
It's 1 in the morning. So we definitely appreciate you doing this and whatnot. I'm gonna see if Mr. J got another question. If not, we're gonna let you do your shout outs and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Just what do you have for other upcoming producers? You know,
like any advice?
Yeah, any advice?
I'd say find your lane. You know, find your style. In French, we say une patte. You know, that's like a touch, really something that, let me tell you something, like back when I started and I was hearing stuff from like the Alchemists or the Neptunes or Timbaland or Nuts, from the first second of the track, you know who made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my advice to everybody is to be able to do something like that. The first second of the beat, people got to know if you made that shit.
Yeah, and I think our guy Trillanoise Tracks, he always said he was the first cat in Fayetteville to put a tag in front of his beats. And it goes, okay. Beats by Trill Straight Killerville, dog. So he, yeah, nice. he always brings that up. Shouts out to Trill. Any shout outs you want to give out before you go, man?
Yeah, I want a big shout out to you guys first. You know, thank you for having me. Appreciate it. You know, talking about hip hop or, you know, that culture that we love. And Shout out to my team. Shout out to my man Short Sam, my man Lut Mix, my man Young Amsterdam. You know, my wife Sarah, everybody, you know, the whole team. Shout out to all the people listening to my music, buying the mixtape, supporting me, liking the stuff on social networks, sharing. All those people, I see you, and I appreciate all of you.
We appreciate you. And anytime you want to come back on, please do. And I'm going to message you and send you the email where you can send music so we can review it. We do live music reviews every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern time and whatnot.
Okay. For sure. Let me know, man.
Definitely got you on that mixtape, and we're going to get some stuff produced together. Hopefully soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready, bro. You know I got the bangers on deck.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, my bro.
And I'm
going to
keep checking
you
out on those Instagram lives, man. Keep making them hot beats on Instagram, man. And y'all can follow him on Instagram at DJ King Flow, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man.
Appreciate you tuning in live from France, man.
Thank you, my man.
All right, my dude. Peace.
Yep. You guys take care. Peace.
Peace. All right, we back. Where's Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones, click the link. Hi. So, he was interesting, man. Very interesting cat. He produced for a lot of cats we love. I think his connection was pretty good, being it was from France, right?
Yeah, man. You know,
pretty good connection live from France.
Gotta talk to
bangers on deck.
Technology, man.
So we got some topics. What time is it? Damn, it's only 7:16. Did we start early? In early? It seemed like we was super early done on that. You got any new news for us?
Right now, just working on a couple tracks for the soundtrack. Hopefully I'll have some stuff for the soundtrack as well. We're just waiting to hear back from a few people. So, you know, shout out to BTS. I'll probably be making my way to their studio or something like that in the next month or so and see what's going on. We've got Ty Brule. I guess he's going to be up at the Shrimp and Grits Fest. In the next week or so, he may have me some more footage from there. And of course, I got some other interviews coming up. Like I said, last time we had to reschedule the Black Watch interview. But as soon as I can get that one done, we got that. And we got, Odu from Character Assassins coming up.
Who's that? Who you got from Character Assassins?
Rick Marvel.
Rick Marvel? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be interviewing him.
Shouts out to Rick Marvel, definitely. Where's he stay at now? He's over in Germany, right?
Yeah, he's in Germany.
Is it going to be a remote interview?
Yeah, it's going to be remote. I'll be trying to do that through Zoom and getting all that straight together. Definitely shout out to him because he did a lot of production on a lot of my last album and a couple of the group albums. So he's definitely been in the trenches with us as far as the Empire and us getting things together. Definitely want people to know that I'm still doing independent artist interviews. So definitely come to www.empiremusic.com. Music spelled N-U-S-I-Q. And I think we got maybe a couple interviews on deck. A group called The Grown Folks. And one other cat. But I can't remember his name right off the end right now. But we definitely going to keep pumping out these interviews and making sure I get people, some love on the blog about their music and what they're doing. And I always try to stay up on, new things that are going on and networking and collabing with as many people as possible. That's a big thing. A lot of people should be doing that right now.
And we got a bunch of interviews still lined up for the Live for Vietnam. I mean, what do we got? We got Josie Mo next week. We still got Barry Benson. We got Edgar Allan Flo. We got DJ Chuck T. We got Mickey Fax. We got Supreme Elohim from the Representatives, Duck Down Artists. I'm working on Mike Tech. Mike Tech, Live for Vietnam. That sounds like a winner chicken dinner, right?
That sounds like a little win over me, man.
That sounds like an interesting one, right?
Yep. They're working on a couple more on my end as well.
So we're working on Mike Tech. Jones, where you at? Say, got you. Come on, man.
Come on in, player.
Come on now. Let's go. All right, so we're going to run your documentary real quick. Hopefully Jones will be on by then. If not, we're going to get into this first topic. So we got the underground experience documentary. Here we go.
It's gone from it being kind of gatekept to being kind of closed off to now it's wide open. You know what I mean? Like from city to city, even state to state, it's wide open. The artists can really control their own destiny now. It really comes down to the business. And we're seeing a lot of the really talented artists in North Carolina really step into their own and create their own lanes and craft their own little niches.
Get out here doing what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Carolina shit, representing the underground scene. Carolina got a lot to offer. There's a lot of artists out here that y'all sleeping on. You know what I'm saying? Don't say you don't have no talent out here, because if you just stop for a minute, you will see. It's so much talent here. It's so people got so much to offer. And all we try to do is just bring our talent to the people and bring it to light. You know what I'm saying? So, this is really important that we let the people know, like, Carolina's bigger than J. Cole and the Baby and Petey Pablo.
I'm rocking.
The Ground Experience, focusing on the underground hip hop scene, and we got Jones joining us. No Mister tonight. He's just Jones.
Hey yo, excuse the background.
It's all good. It's your first time back on Live for Vietnam for some weeks now. Welcome back, man.
I appreciate it, man. Y'all know the story.
So,
hey yo, and Mr. J.
What's good, man?
I spoke to your brother. It was a cool 1 minute, but I caught him at the right. It was dope.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
In the words of KRS-One, KRS-One, running around, spending money, having fun. Indeed.
So we got Jones joining us for the topics. We just interviewed DJ King Flo. He was live from France, Jones.
Word.
It's crazy, yo. Definitely a hip hop fan like us, man. He's a brother from another mother. Trust me. We're gonna get into topics. We got your first topic. What would you say?
Peace to France.
Peace to France.
When I lived in Germany, I got a chance to go to Disney World in France.
They got Disney World in France?
Yep.
I didn't know that. All right, let's get to the first topic. What's your favorite hip hop fashion brand of all time? Let's start with tonight's topic guest. Let's go with Mr. Jones. Just Jones, my bad. Carolina Jones.
It's Echo.
Echo
had cargo shorts. And they had some dope-ass t-shirts, you know. Echo was fluid.
They had the rhinoceros right on the logo?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Echo was dope.
I would go out for Echo, man, you know. And them shorts cost $30, but they tight. I'm going to get them. If that a t-shirt, $25, I'd grab it. As long as it looked right, you know.
I actually auditioned for an Echo song to do a song for him, but I didn't make the cuts. But Echo Unlimited, yeah. Echo Unlimited, I still love you, even though I didn't make the cuts. Is that so what's up?
I'm about to leave the camera, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back with something. I'm coming back
Mr.
with something.
Mr. J, what you got for me? Your favorite hip hop fashion brand of all time?
Well, it's more corporate, I guess. But I guess I like the Starter. You know what I mean? I had the Starter, the Raiders Starter jacket. I had, you know, the big fat Raiders Starter jacket. I had like the Starter shirt. You know what I mean? I had a whole little outfit that I used to rock with my Reebok black tops back in the day. You know what I'm saying? The blue, all blue. You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely Starter for me.
Wow, Starter. I didn't see that one coming. I actually had the Raiders Starter. You said a pullover?
No, not the pullover.
Or just a jacket? Yeah, I had the pullover.
The fat coat.
And when I was in junior high, the Raiders was really big, man. I mean, all the way on the East Coast in Vietnam, I mean, we had a lot of Raiders fans, especially because of the colors. And Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen on Tecmo Bowl put the icing on the cake and the cherry on the top, I think, for that.
You said Bo Jackson.
I mean,
Bo Jackson. Oh, it's our role.
He got and the now, was that the base that was the baseball cards?
Oh yeah. Yeah, man, it's my collection. I don't know if it's worth anything, but you know, I got those two.
Probably all.
And to bounce off of Mr. J, I had the Starter jacket, the satin. I had the satin Pittsburgh Pirates jacket, the Starter. Wow. And I asked for it because I saw Chuck D wearing the Pirates, you know, so the Pirates, anyway, yeah.
I'm another brand I was kind of big on is Averex. I was big on Averex.
Like that. Averex, how'd you get into that? Oh, yeah.
He was asking how you got Aiden Averick.
You still there?
Yeah.
I'm right.
I've kind of shit. I just like started really getting into it. But no,
I know they were big back in the day.
Yeah, but Carolina Blue Averex is what I had, and then I started getting in all the Averex. Of course, I was big on the FUBU too. Like, we had a dude in Myrtle Beach that used to bring us all the gear when we worked at McDonald's. Like, we called him Ghost because he looked like Ghostface and shit. So, nah, for real. His name was Randy, but he looked like Ghostface, so we called him Ghost. And he was always, that's all he did was sell gear, man. So he'd always come up to the store with the gear. We was, you know, FUBU, Averex, Echo, whatever it was, man. I mean, Carl Kanai, I mean, the works, man. You know? I mean, there's a lot of dope brands in hip-hop fashion. We got some comments. Of course, Trill said FUBU. He said, I had the Michigan starter. Man, we didn't like Michigan over here in the Tar Heel territory. That was a no-go, Trill. Michigan starter, man. This is Tar Heel territory. I don't even know the Duke fans is going for that shit.
Hey, yo, so we've been cleaning up around the crib.
What'd you find?
a red and black FUBU baseball jersey that I got for no reason. And I got a Tar Heels warm-up jersey, and I'm gonna send it to my brother because for some reason I'm only like 5'8", but for some reason back in the day I was buying double XL stuff, looking like a goofball.
Trill said, "Fuck Duke, we're gonna keep that up there for a while." Thank you, Trill. Appreciate that one.
Indeed, Trill. We don't wear that other blue.
We're gonna keep that one. Yeah, this is it's Carolina blue. It's Tar Heel State. So, any other fashion brands y'all want to shout out, mention before we move on?
Well, you know, everybody some people used to rock cross colors back in the day.
Cross colors. I never was into that.
And then PE had their own brand. Was it the rap brand at one point?
I don't know if y'all know about it, but I had some of their clothes back in the day. But there was a brand. There was a brand called Kamikaze.
Kamikaze.
Just look.
Sound like something a suicide bomber would wear.
I do remember at Cross Creek Mall they had a store called J&W. You can get two pairs of jeans at the same price, you know, like 2 for 1. So. Young cats rolling up, he was getting fresh.
All right, let's move on to this next topic. What hip hop artists from the 90s aged well in the 2000s? I'm gonna start with Mr. J.
Well, I think there's at least three cats on my list that I think did well, but I go with the top one. The top one to me is Nas.
Nas, who just dropped a new song with Premier.
Yeah. And Premier's getting busy because he just dropped a one, I guess, 4 days before that one with Snoop, which was dope, too.
Who's also on my list? So you got Snoop Dogg and Nas as your 90s artists that aged well in the 2000s. Is that, you ain't got nobody else? Anybody else you want to mention?
I got Busta Rhymes and I got Jay-Z.
Busta Rhymes and Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z could drop tomorrow, and it's like, the whole world's going to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those choices. What you got for me, Carolina Jones?
Common.
90s rapper, aged well to 2000s, okay.
Common, then his flow didn't age well, man. He good. He's not my favorite actor, but on the mic, yeah, Common is solid. And Black Thought.
And Black Thought, okay.
And that sounds crazy saying and Black Thought, but and. And Most Def ain't dropped. He ain't dropped nothing real recent, but Most Def, man, he Black on Both Sides is one of my favorite albums ever. I still remember where I was at when I listened to it. And Most Def could show up anywhere right now. Most Def could knock at my door. He could be Uber Eats. My bad.
You good?
Hey, yo, my alarm went off because I was going to be on time for this.
And you actually came early, so appreciate it.
Don't fire me, Paul.
You actually came early. So I'm going to throw out another name there. Now, you know I'm not a big fan of this cat, so I'm not being biased or nothing, but I think Eminem probably aged well. Go ahead.
I was listening to M last night. Like I just took a mind trip, you know. My first time hearing Eminem was on, I went to the flea market, you know, to get my weekly mixtapes. And he was on a song with Shabam Sadiq. And that cast, you know, and I was like, who the hell is this dude? You know, he was saying some wild stuff, you know. He like went to Bible class with a gun. I don't know. Went to Bible class with a gun, blasted a nun. Fuck hell. Satan sent my ass to the sun. I wasn't born. I was hatched. I was like, who the fuck is this? Why he rapping like that? And then I heard him with the Outsiders. Like, good gracious, like, you know. And then everything else came up.
I got another one for y'all, Fat Joe.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Fat Joe is aged like fine wine in hip hop. And I'm gonna throw out a few underground names that I just remember being out in the 90s that I think are just still going strong to this day. Easy LP. Necro. I mean, a lot of cats don't know about Necro. Necro been independent and since the 90s. He's still going strong. I think he's Ill Bill's brother, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Ride or Rugged Man. Still been going strong.
R.A.
Oh, R.A.
R.A. the Rugged Man.
Oh, well, sorry, R.A. I called you Rod. Don't swing on me like you try to swing on me like you did Tim Pool. But
there's only Rod. We know who he is.
I'm showing you love here, man. So yeah, RA the Rugged Man, Necro, Easy LP. I mean, shit, Master Ace has aged well from the 80s. Master Ace has aged well from the 80s.
And the 90s, and the 2000s.
He's still one of the dopest dudes on earth. Anybody else y'all got, though, before we get into our next topic and actually get into a quick chip food dizzle break?
There's somebody on my mind, but I can't jump it off right now. So,
somebody from the 90s that was still popping in the 2000s or aged well.
All right. I'm biased on this, but I'm going to say KRS-One. That cat... He came from 86. He just popped up in the 90s with a whole album with DJ Premier. I can't speak about the 2000s, so I don't know. Maybe I just want to bring KRS-One up.
Yeah, hip hop is dead.
Nas is.
Well, we already said Nas.
Hip-hop lives.
Oh, okay.
Hip-hop lives with KRS-One. He's had one or two other ones since that one.
All right, well, we're going to get into a quick chip food dizzle break, and we'll be right back.
Tropical drink. Stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop. Oh, I was drinking. Me and my
whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist. That'll take your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
drizzle.
To Dizzle's, a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles, go to DizzleBrand.com. And now we officially have the canned cocktails. We got the sangria right here, as you see. We got the mango rita.
Good gracious, man.
Mango rita.
Good gracious.
We got the Dizzle on the Beach, which I am drinking right now. And we got the Dizzle Red Bottom. So, you know, if you don't Dizzle, then I don't know what to tell you. You just a whack motherfucker, man. You just a whack lame ass motherfucker, man. If you don't Dizzle,
you ain't making it rain. You just drizzle. You just drizzle.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm drinking this Dizzle on the Beach. It's different, man. It's already mixed. I definitely could taste some pineapple in here and whatnot. And it's kind of smooth. Hey, yo, it ain't really, really super strong.
That's what's up. Hey,
yo, and Mr. J, if you want to come pick up some cans, my bad, Jones. Hey, you want to come pick up some cans for you and your lady, a sangria or something, or a red bottom, man, you're more than welcome. Come pick up some cans and test them out, try them out, you know, see what the taste buds and the palates think. But go ahead, Jones.
No, I just want to say, yo, Mr. J, at least one of us is drinking good.
No comment.
Dizzle right in our face.
No comment.
Because you're busy drinking the Dizzle.
All right, let's get to our next topic of the day or the night. What's your opinion of the mixtape game in modern day hip hop? I'm going to start with Jones. Jones.
Is there still a mixtape game?
I'm asking you, man. I mean, we just interviewed the mixtape addict, DJ King Flo from France. Should there be? Word, I mean, peace, should there be? Should there be? There's a couple questions you asked. Is there? Should there be? You know.
Well, for me, the thing is that we got this thing called the internet, so we get music 24 hours a day, minute by minute. I'm not trying to date myself, but I mean, damn. I used to be in the market. I used to go to the flea market, and they would have the DJ Duke. They had Doo-Wop. They have Tony Touch. It's just not really like that anymore. And I'm not mad at progress, but, you know, That Piff. I used to go to That Piff and look for stuff. But it's, man, the mixtape days I came up in is not the same mixtape. Not the same mixtape days.
Should they be?
You can make a mixtape. No. Everything's about moving forward.
Okay.
But, man, we not going back to the days of going up the street. You know, I used to get mixtapes from before he was Izzy Nice, he was DJ Big Mike. I used to buy his mixtapes. You know, but them days are gone, man.
Shout out to Izzy
and
Nice.
And it kind of word, shout out to Izzy Nice, man. Phenom legend. But I do miss those days, because I would look for, man, Tony an amazing series back in the day. 50 MCs mixtape. Nowadays, you can hear 100 MCs on the click. So, yeah, there's no going back there. I do miss those days, though. You know, I miss yes. finding that treasure.
Shouts to everybody tuning in on the Twitters. All the Twitters are getting a lot of action. And the YouTube got a little bit of action. Facebook, man, y'all be hating, man. I tell you, man. Don't be showing no love, but we getting plenty of love on the Instagram right now. Viewers on there, viewers on YouTube, check this out. They just went up a few viewers as well. Appreciate that. Mr. J, what's your opinion of the mixtape game in modern day hip hop?
I think, you know, everything is more viewed or more appreciated internationally. Like, we just had the mixtape act on, you know what I'm saying? It's those type of things overseas that seem to have more viability over there than they do over here. And, you know, RIP to, you know, DJ K Slay. He was kind of the last of those big names to still be pushing that mixtape game over here. I mean, he just had the, you know, 100 rolling, 100 deep. You know what I'm saying? You have rolling 50 deep. You know what I'm saying? I think he was probably about to, you know, push out the rolling 200 deep. You know what I'm saying? Just on MC straight lyricism. And that's part of that game that's kind of, you know, collapsed over here. You have individuals doing their own mixtapes. Of course, everybody and their mama doing a mixtape, you know. I just did it in my basement in 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. And I just dropped it, you know, 5 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? That's not the same as, you know, saying like Mr. Jones was saying. It's not the same. You don't hear, you know, do Ron G, you know.
The youngest in charge.
Even the, you know, the finisher. You know, finisher. So, I mean, it's a different day. Of course, it's going to be a different day, but sometimes you do need somebody to kind of bring that back to the forefront, you know, at least for nostalgia's sake, and have somebody, you know, just do a mixtape with that type of feel to it. I don't know exactly who would step up and do it, but, you know, it's definitely got to happen at some point.
Well, we're going to have the Carolina Mixtape King on soon, DJ Chuck T. We're going to ask him, you know, some more about this and whatnot. I would like to see it get back to mixtapes. One thing that Jay-Z said was the rap game is like the crack game. Mixtape is like that, you know, free dope, you know what I'm saying, that you can give away and get people hooked and build some fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to get back to that. Like, everybody, it's like, I'm sick and tired of dudes that started rapping like last week or last month trying to make money off of their music. You still in the mode of giving it away like free dope, you know? It's like The Wire, man. Like, y'all watch The Wire, right? Every morning on The Wire, what do? They give out testers. Like, nobody giving out no testers no more. Everybody trying to, like, sell the, you know, they just start rapping last week. They record this shit, and they like, yeah, this is my feature price. This is my performance price, and I got zero fans. Like, let's get back to that, you know, the lady in the grocery store giving out the free hors d'oeuvre, trying to get you hooked and shit, you know what I'm saying, before we start trying to sell the shit, you know? Let's make us like this shit first before you try to cram it down our throats. And that's why I like mixtapes. Mixtapes gives you that. You can, like, go ahead.
To bounce off Mrs. J, and I feel you, but it's like, even to be on a doo-wop tape, you had to accomplish something as an artist, man. They just not throwing you on there. You know, these days, full access. I'm rapping. I'm putting it out. Man, you trash. Well, guess what? I got 500 followers. Man. Ah, good gracious, man. I'm getting old, man. Back in the day, if you was whack, nobody would fuck with you. You get about 2 chances to be whack. After that, you come whack the 3rd time. Get the fuck out of here. We ain't trying to hear you no more.
But this is the problem now. And I don't know if it's a problem, but this is what's changed. There's people that consider what we consider whack as the shit.
I was about to say, whack is objectional. There's artists I've never bought their album.
It's like, the stuff that we consider whack is like, there's people over there like, yo, that's the shit. They bumping it every day, all day long. You know?
And they still bump it.
Some of them are doing it because, you know, they're following the trend. And some of them know that it's trash and don't want to say anything. Like, I think, what was it, Nyla? Just played like a remix of, I think it was Nicki Minaj club record, and it had Sexy Red on it. She mentioned everything about everybody else, but then, you know, conspicuously didn't say anything about Sexy Red. They didn't even play her full verse. They just kind of played part of her verse, cut it off, and then said something about somebody they didn't even play. Like somebody's verse they didn't even play on that record. So, I mean, they know when something, you know, is not right because somebody pushes it or somebody else is, you know, has an agenda they don't want to say. But they're saying without saying that this is trash.
But there's always been people, even like, I guarantee even groups like Public Enemy, there was people that just followed the trend. There was some people that wasn't authentically fans of Public Enemy. They're just like, everybody else is a fan of Public Enemy, so we're fans too. So we're going to, you know, rock what everybody else is rocking. I mean, it doesn't matter what era. There's always been people that's just following it just because it's trending. Yeah. And then there's some people that's just really fanatics and real fans of what's going on. I guarantee with Wu-Tang, like, there was people following it just because other people were following it, just to fit in. Like, oh, everybody else following Wu-Tang, we got to fit in. You can't be in a group of, like, you got 10 of your friends and 9 of them like Wu-Tang and listen to Wu-Tang heavy, and you ain't. Like,
But you know what's crazy, Paul? You know what's crazy, Paul? And you know this. There were 10, 12 people in high school together that tried that shit. And they wasn't try Wu-Tang.
What? Oh, yeah.
Trying to be like Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang thinking, like, yeah, you know what? You got to rhyme. You got to rhyme. Yeah, let's do this. Nah. And I want to speak to you know what? I'm going to speak to everybody. Younger generation, older generation. Everybody was not dope in the 90s. The cats that ain't dope, we don't talk about them. You know, we romanticized the 90s. We do, because we came up. But man, there was whack cats. And Run DMC made a song called Sucker MCs. They was already letting us know. Some people that's going to try, but they just not that dope. And we don't talk
that's
about
the thing.
Non-dope
on this
cats.
Podcast, we're not going to interview anybody that we don't like as a fan or respect their music. Like, we're not trying to interview people just because they're popping and whatnot. Like, if we don't really appreciate what they're doing, like, you're probably not going to see them on here, you know, at all. And I you know, that's why we definitely appreciate, like, what Mixtape Addict DJ King Flo is doing, you know. So let's get into the last topic, the controversial one.
I want to hear what Mr. J got to say, man.
We're gonna start with Mr. J. What is your opinion of Drake's Kendrick Lamar diss? And you can also, if you want to bring up the Rick Ross diss too, as well. You know, that's fair game because it's all included. So, but what's your opinion of the Drake's Kendrick Lamar diss?
Well, that's how I feel. I don't know, you know, how you can judge a diss if you can't even be sure if it's not AI, if it's not 5-6 different people who penned it and then he rapped it. So I don't know how to judge that. Like it's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? It seems.
How about you just judge it all based off what you heard? Just judge it based off what you heard. What do you think?
Well, from my vantage point, nobody won except for Ross. Ross won because his skin can't be questioned, and the way he came with the lyrics and how he was going hard at this dude just kind of shut Drake out of the situation. I mean, they're going to have to come up with some more receipts to get me to feel like.
You know, Mr. J said they got to come up with more receipts. Mr. J, you sound like you about to jump in it.
Oh, you, man. Big bro.
So you say Ross won. Ross won.
Yeah.
What about Kendrick? Has he won in any of this? Has he won in any of this?
I don't think so. I think, you know, he set it off with the first intro on Metro Boomin's joint, and then,
which I ain't too big on.
You know, they could have exactly because they could have left the whole Future and whoever else on it. You know, they could have left them off. But as far as you know, coming back with anything, he hadn't come back anything. The only one thing he came back on wasn't even him. That actually was AI. So,
well, he brought Ko out to the show, so that's I don't think he's coming back out.
Yeah, I think he squashed that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I saw that when they, you know, showed it on the source actually posted it up. So, you know, apparently they pieced it up, but, you know, remain salty. That's just what he did.
So JONES, what's your opinion of Drake's Kendrick Lamar diss?
Mr. J said everything I was going to say, but he said it a different way. This shit shouldn't even be going on. All Kendrick said was, it's no big three. It's just big me. And these cats jump out their shoes and socks like talking about their crew or their mom. That shit ain't even hard like that. Big three is just big me. Oh, you know what? I'm about to get in my feelings. I'm about to speak to him. Fuck out of here, man. That's all I got to say. Everybody is rapping now, which I like. I appreciate the entertainment. But are y'all really battling? Are y'all really? Y'all really have a problem with each other? Y'all got songs with each other all across the fucking map. My bad for cussing. All
right, so Trilla Noise Tracks actually tuning in from YouTube right now. He said Drake is a beast. He doesn't have ghostwriters, and he bodied all them cats.
Nah.
He said Rick Ross only called him white boy. Only called him white boy and said he got a nose job. Weak bars.
Hey, yo, don't forget, Trill. He talked about that 6. No more. Nah. Man, Ross dagged them cats. And Ross didn't even have to, nobody was talking to Ross. It's like cats is just popping their head up like, it's like this. Check this out. Oh, I'm on the battle too. No, you don't. Y'all ain't battling. Y'all not battling. Y'all just trying to get on this change right quick. This ain't date. So this ain't LL and Kumo D. They had differences. Right. They had differences. This ain't Boogie Down Productions versus the Juice Crew. They had differences. Y'all cats are just jumping. Oh, y'all battling? All right, cool. You know what?
Trevor Noise said Drake, everybody else zero. Oh. Drake, everybody else zero.
Man,
can I chime in? Can I chime in?
Disagree,
Jones. Yeah, I think you're being look, Jones. We had this talk. We had this talk, man. Like, look, I was going to give it to Rick Ross. I was going to give it to Rick Ross. I mean, Rick Ross was killing
it.
The beat was
dope. Give it to him.
He was spitting, but this is where Rick Ross fucked it up for me when he said he got more money than Drake.
Oh yeah, that was the problem.
That's when I was like, oh, I'm done. I'm done. Like, what? You didn't have to go there. You was winning. You was winning. And then you was like, I got more money than you. And I'm like, whoa, hold up. Whoa, whoa. What did he say? Did he just say that?
We might need to on that. I mean, he got some Wingstop money. He got some Wingstop money.
Like, this isn't every day I'm hustling, man. You ain't got to say, I know Pablo Noriega. He owed me 100 favors. We ain't got to do that no more. Like, we know you own Wingstop. You got the big mansion. We know.
Paul, he know the real Noriega, and he.
No, he don't. I lived in Panama. No, he don't. I lived in Panama. No, he don't. No, he don't. I lived in Panama. He don't know the real Noriega.
Hey, yo, and guess what? To this
day, I did promotion for the real Rick Ross. I did promotion for the real Rick Ross, and he owed me zero favors.
Hey yo, I enjoy the entertainment, but these cats really don't have no differences. They don't. There's no baseline for this so-called beef.
Why is Rick Ross chiming in? Why is Rick Ross chiming in? Anybody know?
Well, he felt like
go again.
He felt like what?
You're battling. Okay, let me jump in.
No, he felt like French Montana. got a cease and desist letter from Drake. You know what I'm saying? About his last album.
Oh yeah, he did for
not using his feature on there. He's taking his feature off. And then, you know, I guess the line about everybody getting their first hit from him. So, you know.
Oh yeah, he did mention that. Yeah. They got
okay, hold up though. Hold up now. Let's bring this up then. We're talking about this, Jones. If you look up all of Rick Ross's most successful charting songs, they all have one thing in common. Drizzy. Drake.
That doesn't mean that Ross wasn't selling. They just too
no,
fast
Ross
that
is
sell
dope.
Records.
Ross is dope, but track. there's levels to this shit. There's levels to this shit. Levels.
Oh, so you saying Drizzy said that like
Drake isn't like Michael Jackson fucking territory as far as hits and success and popularity. Drake is in Michael Jackson territory. Rick Ross is still competing with, like, does he even own his name?
Oh,
he's not even the real Rick Ross. He's not even a real Rick Ross. And then Freeway is Ricky Ross too. You got two rappers with the same like.
Yo, how come these cats ain't set? If y'all see, that's what I'm saying.
You got Freeway, which is Freeway Ricky Ross.
No. But that's what I'm saying. This ain't no real beef. They just kicking rhymes about somebody else. If you really had a problem with this dude, you would bring up the fact that he got his name from a brother that served time that he probably. That he probably was a CEO. Get out of here, man. These cats just saying each other. Hey, yo, Paul, I'm dissing you, right? I'm battling you, Paul. Mr. J.
Bring it. Yeah, bring it.
I see Mr. J.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to do the verses. We're going to do the verses.
Here, man.
Paul Masson versus Mr. I mean, Jones.
You know what? All these cats going to end up doing the verses. They're going to be right together, making money. Yeah, let me kick my diss piece. Let me kick my diss. Let me get money. They high-fiving each other. Man, I don't believe these cats, man.
They like the modern NBA, man. They're working out in the summer. They work out in the summer.
Exactly!
And I think, you know, the biggest thing for Kendrick is that questioning Drake's writing ability. You know what I mean? Writing as an MC. Because that line in that song and King Kunta. Some people some things.
See,
I can't tell.
Mr. J took it back. Mr. J took it back. Himself.
So that was his issue about Drake. Him not writing all his own stuff.
But isn't that kind of hypocritical when your producer didn't write none of his shit? Your executive producer?
What do you mean?
Dre?
Oh, Dre? Well, Dre never claimed to be, you know, King of Compton. He never claimed to be King MC.
I mean, he should be King of Compton. He's a billionaire, ain't he?
But that's not for him to say. I'm with Mrs. J on. I don't know how we got here, but I'm with Mrs. J on this.
And Trillinoise Track said Ross can't compete with Future, let alone compete with Drake. Come on, man.
He's right. They on different tiers.
He's right. There's levels to the shit. There's levels to the shit. Ross is not as big as Future.
Different artists, yeah. But I mean, as far as bars, Ross is rap circles around both of them.
She thinking for leads. I'm thinking Wingstop.
We know nobody don't care about bars nowadays, man. None of the fans care about bars nowadays.
They should.
Just us old heads. Us old. How old are you? I'm 44. I'm 45. My bad. I'm trying to undersell myself. I'm 45. Jones is like 48.
I'm 47, like 40, man.
Mate. What you like, 43 over there?
46.
Oh, you 46? You older than me. You older than me. Us old heads can't have bars.
I thought
these
you
young heads,
that,
they
man.
Like, yo, man, fuck I, bars.
I, you know what?
The only bars they care about is candy bars.
I think one thing we got in common, and you know what? Shout out to Dizzle. I think is that we stay high grade.
I think we're talking two classes of fans anyway. We're talking teeny boppers versus you know, real hip hop heads. Real hip hop heads of all ages care about bars. Only the teeny boppers don't care about the bars.
And while y'all at it, check out Shame Gang. Check it. Y'all need to check out Shame Gang. Y'all need to check out Shame Gang. Everybody need to check out Shame Gang. Shouts out to motherfucking Yag Fu Front. Shouting out Shame Gang, who's dope. Juice Lord,
it's a busted loop. Yeah.
What's my man? What, Vinny Dangerous? Vinny Dangerous. Yeah, shouts out to him. Shouts out to my man Jay Swerve. We're gonna get him right. We're gonna push him across the city.
Yo,
and
Paul,
punch motherfuckers in their mouth.
Hey, yo,
go ahead.
I got a name in my head. I'm not going
who
now, but he got Carolina connections. I'm just gonna say, man, he produced on Grand Poobah's second album. I believe he has Carolina connections. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna stop right there.
What you gonna text me later and tell me who it is? Oh, yeah.
Indeed,
who cares?
Got your number.
We're not CNN and fucking Fox, man.
I know, but
we won't retract the shit. We'll correct it next week.
But definitely shout out to Danger and Juice Lord. I got a couple features in the stash from both of them. So
who?
I got some.
You said Vinny Dangerous?
From Dangerous and Juice Lord. I got a couple features in the stash from them. I had really.
Yeah, Vinny Dangerous just followed us recently. Shouts out to Vinny Dangerous. Appreciate the follow. And Shame Gang. Yo, Shame Gang, it might be one of the dopest dudes in North Carolina, man. Period.
Yeah, he's getting some blowback outside the state. He's definitely getting some motion outside the state. That's a big
word.
Congrats, and we're gonna definitely reach out. We're gonna try to review him. Definitely on the live. You're gonna be on tomorrow, right? 5 p.m. with me.
Yeah.
Who do we got tuning in?
I'll be on.
Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for that J Swerve and Trillinoise Tracks collaboration coming soon.
Oh, word. Hey, yo. Paul put me on to the J Swerve this morning, man.
Actually, yesterday, but it's
I'm all in, man. Oh, it's all good, man. All my days blend together.
I mean, would you ever hear me co-sign some whack shit? You ever heard me co-sign whack shit?
Man, you heard. I told him, Mr. Jeff, like, man, Paul, shit that you like. And he was like, nah, you gonna like this. It's official.
Yeah, we definitely building a network over here.
Good voice,
I mean,
good beats.
We interviewing dope producers that produce for cats in the industry, underground cats that we grew up and loved. You know, I mean, we done did Lenny Williams, Rex, PF Cut, and we about to get my man Out Loud for Blase Blase soon. Out Loud for Blase Blase coming soon.
There you go.
You know,
that's his name. Out Loud. That's his name. Yeah.
Trillinoise track said me and Paul gonna get him right.
Mr. J shouting him out. When Izzy Nice was DJ Big Mike, I went to his crib in Foxfire. That's my first time hearing, because he was in the record pool. He was like, yo, you gotta hear this. And that dude put he put the wax on. Boom, doom, doom, doom. Spread the word, Blase has. I like, oh, what is this? Yeah. And the next thing I know, like a week later, that shit's all over BET, the radio. I'm like, wow. Yeah, that's a tight joint, man.
And shouts out to PF Cutting. Fucked up his knee, man. Get well over there, PF Cutting, man. And whatnot. And, you know, of course, we got, like we said, we got Edgar Allan Poe coming on for an interview. We got Mickey
You
Fax.
Didn't tell me that. You didn't.
We got Edgar Allan Flow. We got Mickey Fax. We're going to have Chuck T.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have DJ Chuck T. Who else am I missing? We got my man, Supreme Elohim for the Representatives, rap with Lil Rock, Duck Down Records. Shouts out to my man Smooth the Hustler. Just texted me the other day. We're working on that one. He said he's gonna be in Orlando next week, so we can't do next week. You know. So yeah,
man,
we're just gonna keep grinding this out, man. And you know, shouts out to my man Pudgy the Fat Bastard. When he's ready, we're gonna have him on. He said he's gonna do something soon too. You know.
I heard him on a mixtape back in the day. And he said a line that just caught me. He was like, I get busy like a phone receiver off the hook. And it just made me think about the burp. But anyway, man, yeah. I got him.
We got Josie Mo next week, man. I know you're going to be tuning in for that.
Durham's
I done see Josie Mo come to the Ville and shut the shit down. I done see Josie Mo come to the Ville and shut shit down, man. I was like, yo, what the fuck just happened? What the fuck just happened? This dude just shut the whole show down, yo. Like, we got outdone by Josie Mo, man. I mean, he literally made us all look bad, man. I seen it with my own eyes. I'm the witness. I'm the only witness you fucking need. Nobody else. Yeah, he's dope as fuck. We reviewed his music last week and he killed it.
All right,
so before we about to get off here, fellas, we about to wrap it up. Any shout outs you want to do?
Yep, shout out to Ty Brewley. Shout out to Eddie Ruger. I appreciate them for holding it down, doing some things for me for the underground experience.
That's what's
shout
up.
Shout out Big Cass, man.
Word up.
One of his new
shout out to Big Cass.
That joint he got out, man.
I saw you comment. You're trying to get on the remix, right?
No doubt. You got that may be something I can put on the underground experience soundtrack. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, and I envy his van life, man. I envy the van life shit, man. I've always wanted to do that shit. I envy that shit.
Well, he's living the real van life.
He's done some videos like the van life kind of thing, you know, with him and his dog and shit. You know, that sounds like some shit I would do, right? Of course, I don't have a van and I never drove, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's not my thing. I got that New York state of mind. Mr. J might still have some more shout outs.
Word up, man. Keep them rolling, man. I need to hear about what you know. Let's go.
What else you got?
Like I said, shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to King Flo. Definitely got to pick up his joint. Actually, he should be sipping it to me. I'm gonna be rocking that joint soon, and definitely gonna be trying to get something done with him. And shout out to everybody who hadn't had a chance to get on here. We still trying to holler at MC Search. Maybe hollering at
They crickets on me too. They crickets on me too. They crickets on me.
Put it into the world. Put it into the world, Mr. Yeah. J. Put it out there. Let's go.
So yeah. We're going to have him on at some point. So we're trying to keep it moving, man. There's a few more things working. And we're just going to keep it moving.
What you got for me, Jones? You got some shout outs?
I want to shout out Mr. J. I want to shout out his family, you know, because we were before, you know, I'm going to shout out you, Paul, of course, but
appreciate
I didn't know Mr. until you introduced, you know, him to me. And then I find out, you know, there's a family connection around my parts. I'm like, wow.
And you work with him. And you work with him.
Hey, man, I'm just keeping on the low.
I think you already told people that.
Oh, yeah, a word? All right, well, I'm keeping it on the low now. shout out, man. Shout out to Faye. No, man. Shout out to 71st, Class of 94, all of y'all. Shout out to Character Assassins. They was my favorite rap group. Just walking, just going to the mall, going to the gas station. We would just see these cats in ciphers. And they took my brothers and I on a journey, you know? Like, it's amazing to wake up one day, go to the spot, go to where the crew hang out. And it's like, yo, you need to check out the source. Go to the mall. Dr. Dre on the cover. And the brothers that you just, the brothers that you know are in the unsigned hype. And they just your friends. So, and I want to shout out everybody that have real relationships with people, man. Because money, you can lose money, you can get money back. But man, just real love, man, you could lose that, never get it back. You could lose your life. So shouts to everybody doing the right thing by each other. That's the end of my shout outs.
Yo, shouts out to Mr. J for not missing a single episode, man. Like, you know what's crazy? Like, we had that 1 week. We had that 1 week while I was sick, and Mr. J was the only motherfucker still ready to go. Shouts out to Jones for filling in the Trillinoise tracks. Shouts out to Dizzle for sending me these cans. This shit is smooth as fuck, but I'm fucking lit.
Hey, yo,
this
Mr. J.
Shit is not strong at all, but I'm fucking lit. Go ahead.
Mr. J, once again, Mr. J, at least one of us is drinking good. Yeah.
That's good, right?
Just Paul Lane and whatnot, man.
Damn, yo. Shout out to DJ King Flo. Shout out to DJ King Flo and all of France for loving hip hop. Or everybody in France that does love hip hop. Shouts out to Josie Mo. We got him coming on next week. Shouts out to Trillinoise Tracks for tuning in and commenting. And don't forget, we're going to download this and run a rerun right after for those that didn't tune in.
You're not gonna say his tag? You're not gonna say his tag?
Who?
I'll do it because I'm a fan. It's by Trill Straight Kill the Bill, dog.
Well, it's going to come up in that outro. It's going to come up in that outro.
The brother's nice. He's nice.
Once again, thank you for tuning in. Peace, and we out. Peace.
Beats by Trill Straight Killerville, dog.